May I speak in the name of God, the lover, the beloved, and the love sharer.
Amen.
For those of you who have been following the serialization of the story that come, the stories actually, that come to us through the book of the prophet Samuel, I want you to take your lectionary inserts home with you this week, and I want you to ponder on the first lesson, because we'll pick it up again next time as we wind this serialized series, looking at the implications of what we read about the events in ancient Israel for our own time, and we will kind of do that next Sunday. But today I wanted to address the event that really is the focus of today, which is a baptism, but not just any baptism, but a baptism in a multi-generational family that call St. Martin's home. Returning home, coming back to the place where we first experienced belonging. Belonging, what is it? It's the experience of being part of something greater than ourselves. But the question remains, belonging in this world in which people are so mobile. Where do we belong? And who are our people? And the need to belong has never been more urgent. We live in what Jeremy Linneman describes as a swipe right culture. In a swipe right culture, we never stay long enough in any one place to experience a sense of belonging. We're driven to search for belonging in the very places where the possibility of intimacy eludes us. So we continue to swipe right in our search for connection. In a simpler society, people stayed put. They were born. They were raised through the process of local education. They were brought up in the Christian faith in the local church. And they married, had children, and continued to pretty much stay within easy distance of where they were born. In fact, it's kind of an East Side phenomenon. I remember talking with one of our very old parishioners who was no longer with us, and she said, "I have only ever lived five streets from where I was born." That world is disappearing, if not already disappeared. And so the question about belonging and where do we belong and who are our people is a difficult one, but one which the Christian tradition has some important things to say. The great father of Western monasticism and a figure that is absolutely crucial in shaping the character of our Anglican tradition that we enjoy in the Episcopal Church, St. Benedict, his first requirement of his monks was the vow not of chastity, thank goodness, but of stability. Now, what Benedict had in mind was kind of fairly straightforward. Benedictine monks attached themselves to a house and they stayed there for all their lives. They did not move around. But that idea of stability, of place, of belonging, can be interpreted in a different way. As we of necessity move about from place to place in our lives, we carry stability within us. Stability as in that sense of knowing our place and knowing to whom we belong. And it equips us to put down roots in this place before maybe having to uproot those roots and to reestablish roots in another place. We carry the stability within us. And that stability is shaped by the way some of us still have been brought up, not only in the Christian faith, but in the Christian faith in a particular place. And St. Martin's is one of those places to which the different generations of a family can return to reestablish that early sense of connection and belonging for their children as they experienced it for themselves. Our own Episcopal communities offer a very particular understanding of belonging. And the word I would use to describe that particularity is generous. We offer an experience of generous belonging. In communities of generous belonging, not everybody needs to be the same. We don't have to all agree with each other. And before we experience belonging, there's room for difference. And we have varieties of persons, people separated by age, political belief, and spiritual need. And the root of that generosity has nothing to do with belief. Well, that's a generalization, of course, but I want you to just hold on to that idea. Because it's a product of belonging. And what creates this generosity in our tradition is the accident of history, of having been forged as communities of difference who had to find a point at which they could all come together. And in our tradition, we discovered that in worship. And so, we are a community, and all Episcopal parishes are communities, and all Anglican parishes are communities, where the only common denominator is the agreement to sit together in worship. Worship molded and shaped by that wonderful Book of Common Prayer. And so here, what sustains us is not the modern culture of the echo chamber, where we only hear our own thoughts and opinions pinging back to us. What sustains us is a community in which the tried and the true wisdom of human experience shapes and molds us in ways that we're not usually conscious of. And the core wisdom of our Christian tradition, made generously available to us, is that belonging precedes believing. That's what makes us different from most other Christian communities. We do not require believing in order to belong, because we understand that believing is a seed that flourishes in the rich and fertile soil of belonging. So finding a place involves, for many, coming back home. But as I said to some of you, and maybe you remember members of this extended family, last time you brought your children for baptism, there is a responsibility on you to find other places where that where your experience of belonging can be passed on to your children. So the core wisdom of the Christian understanding of our place in the world is that to be most truly human is to be found when we are able to live beyond ourselves with and for others. This is a vision of being human that brings us closest to God. And to misquote St. Paul, God's glory is made manifest in human richness. And to be truly human is to be most like God. And for that, we need a place to belong. Amen.